I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Lebanon's Hezbollah says it's ready for war as the Iran conflict spreads across the Middle East. Heart for Lebanon's Meili Melki says,
"Is this the sentiment of the Lebanese people? Absolutely not. I don't speak for the Lebanese people, but I do understand the sentiment of the church, the ministries, and what God is doing. And this is definitely not something that we pray for, ask for, or have any ties to."
Fighting has uprooted at least 30,000 people since Monday. Heart for Lebanon is responding in three locations. You can help them share the hope of Christ with 1,500 families.
"We are blessed to be a ministry that is strategically positioned to immediately respond to families that are fleeing those areas to and from. Our center in Ghaziyeh is very close to a lot of what is happening."
Then, children are the future, and those in the Middle East and North Africa region known as MENA are no exception. Rita Elmonayer with Sat7 says when working amidst child refugees, it's vital to remind youth they are not alone.
"People are losing a lot of hope in their country's education future, so they tend to give up."
Praise God that the hope of Christ knows no bounds. Elmonayer says her ministry team members routinely take questions from young people about the love and forgiveness of God. Please pray for much spiritual fruit from these conversations.
"We are on our knees praying because we really believe that it's not our work at the end, it's the work of the Holy Spirit."
Read more and find additional prayer points in our full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.